Essay. Never Say Never by Samantha Leung. A group of us recently went on a camping trip. When the idea was first floated, I seized up inside. I had sudden flashbacks to 1993, where my classmates and I were made to venture out into the wilderness, armed with whatever would fit on our backs and a sketchy knowledge of how to survive in the bush. We were tasked with building shelter from what was available around us and were graded on our constructions. Not only did I score a measly number of points, but later on I found myself crammed into a hut full of people and sleeping next to the hairy physical education teacher, whose earth-rumbling snores kept me awake all night. Should the apocalypse happen in my lifetime, there's no mistaking that I wouldn't last for very long. At the start of this most recent camping trip, however, it soon became clear that the weekend would be more a case of enjoying the outdoors rather than surviving it. Our campsite had drinking water, hot showers, and even a space to wash our dishes. We arrived in a van, set up camp, and were a 10-minute drive from a supermarket. We even had air beds. In fact, the most roughing it we did was fending off vicious little ponies from our food and navigating ourselves back home in the car with a compass once everyone's smartphones ran out of juice. During the 90s, there were several things I promised myself that I'd never do again. The first was camping. The second was running. At school, every year, we held an event known ironically as a fun run. With muscles aching, lungs about to explode, and lagging behind in every mini-marathon, I would narrow my eyes at the teachers each time I passed them and silently vow that I would never run again. So what did I start doing? Out of my own free will several months ago. I started running! Inspired by a colleague's experiences and surrounded by several large green parks in my neighbourhood, it seemed like I might actually enjoy it. I have since signed up for a 5-kilometre fundraising charity event. It looks like I've gone from fun run to fund run. I'm still as bad at running as I am at camping, but something has changed. Both experiences have improved significantly. I want to be better at them. And I want to know what other hated things from my childhood I should give a second chance. I used to hate being away from home, but now I find myself comfortably living tens of thousands of kilometres away. The reverse is unfortunately also true. Things I used to love, like horses and ponies, now fill me with dread. And this was even before the campsite ponies launched their attack. But I think I'll continue to comb my memories for all the times I have said never again. I just might surprise myself.